First and goal, the Browns have it at the Buccaneers 7. They lead by 10, 17-7. Opening drive, second half, 9 minutes coming up on that left in the third. Three receivers trotting out left. Hartline, Gabriel, Benjamin. Benjamin has five catches for 52 yards and a 53-yard punt return for a touchdown. Crowell comes out wide right, empty backfield. First and goal from the 7. Here's McComb back. Looks, fires, wide open. Touchdown, Barnage!
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm. We're going to hear now from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, who addressed the media yesterday.
Hey, Mike, how is Duke Johnson?
No update there. I mean, he'll be in the league's concussion protocol, so We'll know more as the week goes on.
Hey, Mike, injuries aside, and maybe except for a couple of the hits that Josh McCown took, considering this is the third game and kind of the dress rehearsal, did things go about as well as you could have hoped?
Yeah, there were a lot of positives, a lot more positives than negatives. I mean, the negatives were still there, the injury stuff, like you said, it's a little concerning. But I think overall, we accomplished what we wanted to. We went down there, we came out of it a better football team, and we put a lot of good things on tape. And then there's also a lot of situations that came up that are good teachable moments.
Mike, do you feel like you've got the running backs with Sean coming back on the roster now? I know there was some talk about that earlier in camp. Do you feel good about where you are with the running back position?
Yeah, I mean, getting Sean back certainly helps. He did take some special teams reps last night. You know, we'll wait and see how long Duke is potentially out. Have a whole series of meetings this afternoon. We'll start with the D first, and then when we get to the offense, the running back will likely be one of the first topics discussed.
Hey, Mike, can you talk about McCown's third quarter drive? What do you like most about that?
That it was, he executed his job. I thought the third down throw to Gabriel, that was a heck of a catch right in front of our bench. I thought that was a key play, kept the drive alive. But then the best thing about that drive later on, though, is we took the pressure off him because we ran the ball well, hit two big runs back to back, and then he made a nice throw to Gary, held the safety off with his eyes, and made a nice throw to Gary for the touchdown.
Overall, how would you rate McCown's decision making overall?
Much more good than bad, but just the questionable ones on some of the scrambles, some of the hits that he took. They jumped off sides on the one. We had a free play, and he ended up taking an unnecessary hit. I mean, he's a competitive guy, and I knew that it meant a little bit more to him being Tampa. We talked about that last night. But he's got to understand that it's a long season. We need him out there.
Mike, as much as you hate him taking those hits, how does that play in the locker room, whether it's teammates and offensive linemen?
No, I think, it's already been said by a number of our veteran guys that they look at him as, he's a guy that's came in and took hold of the job and hasn't let go of it, and he earns their respect more and more every day, and this last night was just another example of it.
Mike, some teams around the league are already starting to make some roster moves. Do you anticipate having any announcements today, or will you just wait until the 4 p.m. Tuesday deadline?
Yeah, I got to wait and get in with Ray. I'm not sure how whether we do those all together or whether we whether they come out and we'll do them a little bit piecemeal. I'm not sure what our plan is yet at this point.
Hey, Mike, when you were talking about that running back would be a main topic of conversation or one of them today in your meetings, with Duke being down, I mean, did you mean by that perhaps you're going to have to add a running back maybe?
Yeah, I think we'll see where the conversation takes us. I think we need the medical report first, kind of see where Sean is, make sure the other guys came out of it okay, get an update on Duke, and, and weigh all those factors.
Was the issues with Dwayne Bowe just him not having played in the first two preseason games, or what did you think about how things went with him and Josh?
Yeah, I mean, that's a part of it, of two guys together in a new system. They need to play together. And not only did he, you know, just didn't have very much practice time, and that showed up in the game. I mean, this is a tough sport to just walk out there and go out and play. And you guys have to be on the same page and understand where each other's going to be. And hopefully that we'll, you know, now that Dwayne's back, we'll get some more quality reps with him out there with Josh.
And, Mike, we asked you when Duke was dealing with the hamstring, but now with the concussion. How disappointing is it that you haven't gotten to see exactly what he can do, especially with how much you guys were relying on him and counting on him?
Well, we've seen what he can do in practice, and that's important. That's why we were so positive, so optimistic about it. But it's, I mean, football's about availability, and he hasn't been available for much of the preseason. And why we're hopeful about the potential at the same time, it is discouraging to not have him out there.
Hey, Mike, I know we've asked you this before, but now since you guys are having this discussion today, I have to ask you again about Ray Rice. Is he somebody that's still an option for you guys?
You don't have to ask me anything. if we do come to the decision that we need to add a back that is not here, we'll look at the list of backs that are available.
Mike, in terms of Duke Johnson, is it a lot easier to get a running back who hasn't played in the preseason up to speed as opposed to a Manziel who really could have used these games on broad fronts?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fine line with the preseason. I mean, you want to minimize guys, their exposure, but at the same time, you want to get them work. I mean, you see the whole league's going through it. You want them out there, but then there's the risk of injury. So, but young guys that haven't played against NFL competition, you always want to get them out there so you can get evaluation and get them a taste of what the regular season is going to be like.
Mike, you guys obviously made some major investments in the offseason at a defensive line. A, do you think they're improved? And B, what improvements do you see most of right now?
Yeah, there's definite improvement. You know, the addition of the two rookies who we all think are going to be solid players for us. You know, Danny's a guy that showed it again last night that if you single block him, he's going to be disruptive and make plays. You're going to have to double him, which is going to free it up for other guys. And I just think the strength of that room is its depth. I thought Dez Bryant did some good things, especially rushing the passer. John Hughes was solid against the run. Did some good things. It was good to see Phil Taylor get out there and get some reps and be productive.
Hey, Mike, Josh McCown sounded like the third quarter drive was his final one for the preseason. Do you think you just sit all the starters on Thursday night?
We'll make that decision today, but I can say that Josh will not play against Chicago. But we'll make the decision on the other guys. Some of it's going to depend on who's available, what we need, what our position requirements to get through. But we will rest a number of guys on Thursday.
Anything else?
Hey, Mike, as far as Johnny's arm goes, how important is this week for him to at least be able to throw, and how much does that situation potentially impact what you might have to do come next Saturday?
Well, I just think there's a prescribed rest period. I'll get the medical update today and just kind of see what their plan is for him when to start throwing again. Given that the MRI was negative, that we think rest is just going to will be the answer. There's no need to think beyond that until we get to that point. And if it looks like it is more than that, then we'll address it appropriately.
Do you have a Nate Orchard update?
I do not.
Okay. And do you expect Terrell Pryor to be able to go in Chicago, and would that be kind of like a make or break game for him?
I don't want to say make or break. I'm not going to deal in an absolute saying, hey, he has to play. But we want to see him out there. We're hopeful that he'll be out there. I can't say today that he definitely will, but he should be. We're hopeful. I mean, he was close to being able to go, and given another week, we're hopeful that he'll be out there and we'll be able to see him.
You commented on the offensive line last night, but after sleeping on it, where did the first unit offensive line's play stand relative to where you expected it to be in game three?
I thought they did some good things going back looking at the tape. You know, just some, you know, we'd have plays where, you know, four guys were on point and one guy was maybe getting beat or getting beat late. But I just think that was good for them to play that long a time, that long together, just to get that cohesion that we need heading into week one. But the film's going to be good to learn from, and that wasn't a bad front that we went against. I mean, Gerald McCoy is one of the premier defensive tackles in this league.
What's going to go into your decision making with Greco versus Irving at this point?
Again, we're going to go ahead and meet and have the personnel meeting. I just think that starting five will be difficult to crack. So I would say that Greco's is the leader, but we're very, very, it's not a slight against Cam at all. We're very, very encouraged with where he is and see him being a big part of what we do.
That was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, yesterday talking to the media. He will address the media again today following practice. When we come back, we're going to play a little after further review, further getting into the Browns and the Bucks, and then on Tuesday, Matt and I will go through and hand out our game grades, etc., a more of a deep dive. Last chance to get calls in as well, 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.